to Fangirling Episode 7. I'm Nat, your narrator. Welcome to the show. We have a few guests here today that I'm very excited to talk to. And I'd like you guys to introduce yourselves and also what kind of projects you were working on in your online information. And we'll start with you, Robin.
I have a YouTube channel. I'm also a part of the Tavern Tales Junior podcast. And on regular Tavern Tales, I am currently running Order of the D.
Awesome.
And Dragons podcasts.
Cool. So you have a lot of stuff you're working on, including this project, which is, of course, your mom and dad's project as well.
Yeah, I don't do much.
And we're also, of course, joined by Allie. Allie, you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hey, everybody. I'm Allie Nasser. I am in the Star Wars-inspired folk band Miss This, and our music was used in episode 2 of Fangirls. You can find me in a couple places. My main account is in_wild_space on Twitter, and then you can also find me at Miss This Band, all one word, on Twitter. Yeah, our music is very heavily influenced by Star Wars. A lot of love themes like Raylo and Anadala, and we've got a Rose and Finn song on the way.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I was, of course, introduced to it through the Raylo fandom and, of course, this project, but I just want to say I'm a huge fan and it's so nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah, I was really happy when Marie Claire said you were coming. You had allowed the song to be used because I was like, yay. I was actually going to ask you if I could link your song in my fic eventually if it's finished.
Oh, yeah, you totally could. Anything you want to use.
Awesome.
Would be happy.
Fangirling is also a place where I can come on and fangirl people that come on. And that includes Robin, too, who is an amazing artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your familiarity with the Fangirls project and maybe just Raylo in general, since I know that we've got a couple Raylos here. I don't know about you, Robin. Are you a Raylo?
I'm what I would call a maybe Raylo. Like, it's a ship. I get that. But, like, my mom is a Raylo, so it's like, okay, keep your Raylo over there. Keep it where I don't have to deal with it and be a part of that.
Totally understandable. Do you have something that you do ship?
Well, it's not really like a ship, but if you've seen Solo, I really want Enfys Nest to get a girlfriend.
I agree with that. I think that would be amazing.
Agreed.
So how about you, Allie? How did you get involved with the project in terms of, or not just the project, but the Raylo community in general?
So there's two ends of that. So I have always loved Star Wars ever since I was a little kid, but I really got involved in the fandom after TLJ because I couldn't stop talking about it and nobody wanted to listen to me. It was to the point where my husband's like, you really need to go find someone to talk to about this because I don't want to hear about Star Wars again. So after TFA came out, I was super excited and I had a few people to talk with about, but it didn't really like strike me in the way The Last Jedi did. And so I went on Tumblr and found a lot of people through there and just started diving into meta and writing my own and making gift sets. And there's just so much to unpack in these stories. And I just really enjoy doing that with a group of people. And the Raylo fandom is so creative. And it's been really, really neat to be involved in all of that and watch people as they grow in their artistry and just see the things that they come up with too. It's just been a really cool experience. I got into What the Force, the podcast, while on Reddit, and I was on the Cantina page, and I think that's how I found out about it. I started talking to Marie Claire, and I was like obsessed with the show. Like, it was so good and so exciting because I felt like I could like talk back to the show and I had someone to like down yeah. with. And then I just started talking with Marie Claire and she told me about this project she was coming up with, Fangirls, and was sending me scripts early. And it was just really exciting to read those and see what she was doing. And it was just such a fun time to watch her create that and be able to read those ahead of time and see what she was doing and what was being created. And then to finally hear it acted out by people was pretty incredible and really fun. And you can relate to fangirls. Like, I think everybody can find something in it that they relate to. And yeah, so that's kind of how I got involved in that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it sounds like you were like me, part of behind the scenes production process where it's just talking about where the story is going and what the vision is of it.
Yeah.
So did you guys have any other like fandom communities that you were participating in before? And I'll ask Robin this question since I know that you're wanting to avoid the Raylo.
Not really avoid, but like not have to deal with, because my mom goes on long rants. So.
I love your mom's long rants.
Same.
You can like them, but I'm the one who sits in the room while she's ranting to my dad. Yeah, that. But I also really like, I think my favorite book series that I'm heavily a part of, well, not heavily, but I do a lot of in, is Warrior Cats. It's just cats who live in a society and live.
I like that.
Fighting each other. It's a book series. And it's been out since like 2000.
Oh, cool.
So I'm like a new fan-ish. But I'm on the third series installment, but there's like seven.
Oh, wow. Oh, cool. That's a pretty big, cool canon. That's awesome. Have you participated in anything online or sought out anything?
Since I don't really have social media, I resort to like, there's like this app called Amino where I just chat with other fans on their specific Aminos.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like a group where you chat with other people, make art and role play.
Oh, that's awesome. That sounds kind of like what I did in my teens, but mostly like around like Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z. That was a long time ago, obviously.
I've actually watched Sailor Moon Crystal, which, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. I love it. I watched it recently for my own podcast and I had the feels.
I don't get why Sailor Saturn is, why did they have to make Saturn the death planet? Saturn is my favorite planet.
Well, I think it goes along with the mythology because it is related to time and death. The god of Kronos, but yeah, no, it is kind of some very gothic imagery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Allie, did you have any other fandoms that you were involved in before Raylo?
Yeah, so I was very into Dramini.
Yes.
Harry Potter was like, growing up, I think I was late elementary school when the book started really surfacing and becoming popular, and immediately gravitated toward that and was like certain that they would fall in love.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they did not. I'm just saying that would have been the better storyline, but okay, whatever.
It would have. Yeah, especially with the chemistry that came out of the movie.
Yeah, exactly. And then now seeing them kind of maybe together now has been really fun for me.
Yeah.
But that was something I was really into, was Harry Potter and Hermione. And that was kind of all on my own, though. I found the old fan fiction website, whatever that was.
Fanfiction.net?
Yes, I found that, I think, like high school and college, I was reading that. Just kind of getting my fill through that. And those are really have been my two main fandoms, just Star Wars, Raylo, Harry Potter, and Hermione. But Raylo is so Hermione, so.
Yeah, there seems to be a huge, the Venn diagram of those two fandoms is almost a circle.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is very useful for all of us who want to consume both types of fan fiction.
Yeah, exactly.
So we can talk a little bit about the creative process, since you both probably would consider yourselves fan artists or fan creators, of course. Robin, what is it like for you in terms of putting stuff out in the world to people you've maybe never met in real life? And how does that like response help you create?
Since my main outlet is generally my YouTube channel, when I make a video and I get a good response, I just feel motivated to keep making more. And I'll go in and I'll edit. But like when I'm drawing, it's kind of a different thing. I have to get an idea or like find a reason to draw.
You have to be inspired by something specifically.
Yeah. I was sitting in class the other day and a couple of my friends behind me were saying, okay, let's have a draw off. I dare you to draw a Squirtle, but I thought they said squirrel. So I decided to draw a Squirrel Girl because I wanted to.
Awesome. Well, there is a Squirrel Girl in Marvel canon, so are you familiar with her?
No.
Okay.
My dad is the Marvel person in the family. Or like superhero person, DC, anything. Mm. Like that belongs to him. Star Wars lady, superhero person. And I'm just down here with my gacha.
Nice. And your cats.
Yes, all the cats that I cannot have.
You can't have the cats?
No, I am allergic to cats.
Oh, I feel for you. I love kitties. I have many cats.
Yeah, I've got one myself, and my grandma has cats, so they're like little comfort machines.
They are.
Fluffy, adorable evilness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Part of their charm.
All of my friends are dog people.
I'm both. I have a dog named Obi-Wan.
Oh, nice.
And
that's the best.
Yeah. What kind of dog?
He is a really weird mix of a million different things. He's a Heinz 57, if you will. But I think he has a lot of black lab in there and schnauzer and probably wiener dog. So he's kind of this really weird disproportionate. He's so funny, but I have him and then I have a cat here. And then I have three cats that I drug home that now live with my parents.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's great. I'm just imagining Obi-Wan as a dog now. Thanks.
That's what, and he has gray all over his face. And that's why I was like, oh my gosh, this is wise old Obi-Wan.
Aww.
When he was a puppy, he had gray hair.
That is so cute.
Yeah, he's so funny.
Were you creating music for other fandom stuff, or was this a new thing for you?
So before, I was in a newgrass, which is like bluegrass mixed with alternative style band. And we did not do anything for fandom or anything. And when that disbanded, the bassist in that band is my best friend, and she loves Star Wars and fandom things too. And we started Miss This, not with the intention of writing for fandom at all. Actually, we just thought we were going to be writing music. And the first song we came out with, Starcrossed, actually started as me writing a song about my husband and I.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started morphing, and I brought it to Megan, and I kind of knew that it was Raylo, and I didn't know if that was weird or not. Like, I was like, is this uncomfortable that I'm writing about this fictional couple? But like at the same time that I'm like, people write fan fiction, so why not fan fiction music?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So I brought it to Megan and did not tell her what it was. And she was like, wow, this is really Raylo. On purpose. And so from there, we do have some things mixed in, some songs coming out that are more personal. But then after that, we just like couldn't stop. It was just fandom song after fandom song.
That's so cool, though. That's like bringing in a new medium, because you don't very often see, you know, original musical creations for fan art. And I think that's just such a cool thing to bring to the table, especially with a community that's very good at like fan videos and drawing inspiration from music in general, because of how music is so tied to Star Wars.
Well, exactly. And it's been really cool because we've had a few people make various fan videos with our music. And then somebody even made art. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that people are, because other people inspire me all the time, but you don't think about yourself being able to inspire other people to create. And that's been really cool. It's like basically this collaboration. And yeah, I just love
it. Yeah, it's so nice to have a community of people that are supportive and are, you know, duly inspired by your work.
Well, and the really cool thing was that Marie Claire told me that she wrote a lot of fangirls to Miss This music, which is like crazy and so cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I love that. It just makes me so happy because her stuff inspired me. Like, it's just a circle.
It's that perpetual motion machine we all need in order to create. Knowing somebody's getting something out of it. I mean, it's good to create for yourself too, but I always find that if I have an audience, if even just one person out there that's willing to give me encouragement or feedback, it's always much more fulfilling.
Yeah, you feel like it's important to somebody at least.
Yeah.
It's important to create for yourself, but there's nothing like somebody enjoying what you do and getting something out of it too.
Exactly. And also I think forming friendships with people you would never have met before.
Oh,
I know that's been important for me. How about you, Robin? Did you have anybody that you've met online or through fandom that, you know, you never would have met before because of where you live? Or
not really, but I have a sort of maybe kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually have this friend who otherwise, I would not see it all because she lives up in Yellowknife. in Canada.
So the remote area, right?
Yep. But otherwise, I would not see it or her at all if I didn't have the internet and stuff. But I have made like online-ish friends in my respective communities, but because I'm not allowed to have social media and stuff, so there's not been like major bonds like you guys have.
Yeah, created. It'll take time. I know that you're younger than us, but you're well poised for it, sounds like.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm clearly younger than you guys.
I'm an old lady.
Not really. You're not really.
Oh, I'm an old lady, but I don't act like one at all, so.
You're like five.
Yeah.
At heart.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's how I stay young, and not in looks, but at least personality.
Emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Allie, have you met anybody in real life that you formed a relationship with online first through the community?
So we've had, I think this is like, I can't wait to go to Celebration next year because I can finally see everyone in person. Mm-hmm. Can't wait. But we did have, and this was super cool, we played a show recently in Phoenix and we had a couple people from Twitter come. And that was really cool.
That is so awesome.
But yeah, it's really neat to meet people like that, where you feel like sometimes the internet can make you feel really distant too. Like you don't realize how close you are in proximity to some of these people. So that's really cool. But I cannot wait for Celebration next year when I can finally see everyone in person, and I'm a hugger. So hopefully they are too.
I'm the same. I was hugging everybody at Celebration, I had to ask first because I was
Can I give you a hug? Yeah, that's, I do that all the time.
Yeah. Have you been to other conventions or meetups before?
I've been to the Comic-Con here in Phoenix that I go to every year.
The Sabaton Con, right?
They now call it Fan Fusion, but yeah, it's like the Phoenix something. They take out the, there's a few different festivals here, but but I usually go to, it's held at the Phoenix Convention Center. And this year I met an artist that, and this was so fun. I met an artist and like buried in her stuff was like some Raylo art. I'm like, oh my God, I need this. And she was like, are you a Raylo? And I'm like, yeah. And we bonded over that, which was really fun.
Oh, awesome. Who was
and
it?
She's like, I'm always scared. Her name is Kathleen Ablanos. And I'll have to like, I don't know if I can give you the link to her art or anything, but her stuff, she does all kinds of different fandoms, Harry Potter, Marvel, but this Raylo picture was in there. And I was just so excited. And we were talking and she was like, yeah, I'm always afraid to say anything because people get kind of aggressive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I feel that. Because after TFA came out, I said something to somebody and they were like, ew, you think that they're going to, I'm like, yeah. I thought it was something. Okay. But yeah, it's really fun to meet different people. But a lot of times, like I just sat in on there just doesn't seem to be a whole lot of representation out here for the Raylo fandom, at least not at like cons and stuff.
I know a couple people. Kit Girl Val, I think, is local to Arizona and she's amazing. Oh. I got to meet her at Emerald City Comic Con, which was great because I went to her table and she's like, I listened to your podcast. Here's a bunch of merch. And I was like, I love you. I've never met you before. Similarly, I met somebody at Rose City Comic Con just based on the art. And she was like, oh, I listened to your podcast. And I was like, what? So yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's always, you know, that's the good thing about like networking through Twitter and Tumblr first sometimes is because you don't want to be like walk up to a table and be like, do you like this? Do you not?
Oh yeah. It can be really intimidating. Well, and then I was looking at somebody else's art and I was like, oh, this is awesome. And my friend that was in the thing was like, oh, she loves Raylo. And the guy was like, ew, Raylo, what?
Yeah. Hopefully after the Rise of Skywalker, it won't be such a taboo topic or considered deviant in some ways, but having been here since TFA, I thought The Last Jedi was going to change things. Oh, okay. We'll have to wait.
Yeah.
Robin, I know you've been to a couple of cons with your parents. Have you been to any other kinds?
Only one. Yep.
Would you go to a con for something else?
Yeah. I would go to an anime con. I would even go to a Star Wars con.
Ah.
Because I do like Star Wars.
You do.
I just didn't have the whole like, oh, I found this new thing.
Yeah.
It was more like, Star Wars is a religion in this household, but you must watch the movies with me.
Who's your favorite character?
Oh, that's hard. I like Kira. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Envy's Nest. Actually, to the dismay of a lot of people, Solo is actually my favorite movie.
I think that's awesome.
I do too. I love that movie.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. I would go to like a ton of different conventions if I could.
You just have to wait, right?
Then again, I don't have the like stamina to do that.
That's very true.
I get tired easy.
I do too. Gosh, Celebration kicked my butt. Like, just a warning for you, Allie.
Yeah.
Next year. I'm still not sure if I'm going this next time, but I think Marie Claire will kill me if I don't. So we'll see you there.
She'll kill you with hugs.
Yes. Do you have any plans for The Rise of Skywalker when it comes out? Robin, I know that's around your birthday, right?
My mom asked if she could go see it and like leave me for my birthday. And I was like, you already left dad for his birthday for work. No, you cannot. You can leave the day after, maybe.
Yeah.
Aww.
But like celebrate my birthday with me.
I agree.
I don't know. Star Wars movies always come out around my birthday.
That's gotta be really frustrating.
Not really, but it's more like, oh, do you want to have your birthday party at a movie theater? We can watch Star Wars. That's been a thing. But mostly, I don't have Star Wars themed birthdays.
That's good.
But I just, Star Wars is cool.
But you should have your own birthday. I agree.
Yeah.
How about you, Allie? Are you planning on doing anything special for it?
Yeah, I took off work. I can't even be at school with the kids. I can't even concentrate when there's like big things going on. So I took the day off. And then after that, we have our break for the winter Christmas holiday season. So my intention is to see it 9 times in the theater at least. Mm-hmm. And I'll probably go alone for many of those. Because after I exhaust my husband, my mom, and the few friends that would probably go see it with me, and then Megan, so my other bandmate, I will end up going by myself. But I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's extremely relatable. I went probably 6 times by myself when The Last Jedi came out.
Same. Me too. My mom actually saw it with me 3 times because she was like, this is Pride and Prejudice in space. And that's our favorite movie. We love that. I think she and I both have the dialogue memorized. We've watched it so many times, the 2005 Pride and
Prejudice. Oh yeah, my favorite. It's a comfort movie.
I've watched
it so many times.
It's insane. I love it so much, but I was so happy that she liked it so much because of that. So she saw that with me 3 times and I saw it a bunch by myself too. I don't mind going to the movies by myself.
I love it.
Yeah, me too. I go and get like something like I have smuggled in pizza before, like a build your own pizza.
Nice.
Into the theater by myself. It's nice. I like it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'll be in LA for a meetup. So we're actually renting a theater and I think it's at 170 seats. So
cool.
Should be pretty interesting. And if you want to come out to LA.
I know that's not very far. Cool.
Yep. But I think it's awesome that Celebration's coming out next year, even though I was a little bit floored by the fact that it was so quick. But then I was like, yeah, well, they wrapped up a major trilogy. Of course, they're going to have that. So is there anybody that you're really excited to see that you've been talking with or met online before?
Oh my gosh. Pretty much everyone I talk with. I mean, like, I'm really super excited to meet Marie Claire in person. We were supposed to go to Canada this summer and it ended up falling through. So, and we were going to see Marie Claire at some point on that trip and we didn't get to. So I'm really excited to see her. I'm excited to meet Ty. There's a lot of people. I don't know. I just think pretty much anyone. Melody. Gosh, I don't know. I could go on and on.
Yeah.
Like all the podcasts I listen to, Sky Talkers, everyone. Just hunting everybody down. Being like, hey, I'm that person from the internet. But everybody's that person from the internet, so it won't be weird.
Yeah, exactly. It's not weird at all. You feel like you've known these people for a very long time. It can be weird in the sense that, like, you know, we talk a little bit about how parasocial relationships affect things, because especially if you admire somebody and they don't know who you are and you kind of feel like you have a connection with them, but they've never talked to you before.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good to manage expectations in that sense. But everybody that I met at Celebration who I would consider myself a fangirl of was very awesome to get to talk to and hang out with. And even if they were overwhelmed, you know, just having a few minutes just to meet was really great. So.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'm excited. Then we have our friends. So I have really close friends that live in Seattle that are big Star Wars fans, and they're going to come down, and we're dragging my husband out there too.
Nice.
So, and then we're going to hit Disneyland at some point.
Gotta get into their Galaxy's Edge, right?
Yeah, gotta do it. I need that Tauntaun. There's this Tauntaun stuffy and I'm obsessed with it. I can't, like, I look at it pretty frequently. It's kind of weird. I'm like, I need this thing so bad.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. I can't wait to see it. Everybody who's been has just like gushed about how immersive and cool it is. So
yeah. Are you planning on doing any cosplay?
I think possibly my friend is going to do Holdo and I might do Leia, and we might do the like Leia Princess of Alderaan era.
Ooh, nice.
That should be really fun. And then there is a possibility where Megan and I might try to get a venue out there and play a show one night.
Awesome.
Yeah, we have to, I mean, that has to be orchestrated, but.
I can help hook you up with people that are local there that know people that run venues.
Ooh, yes, please.
Yeah, I know. Cause we've been talking, you know, some of the local bars for after our showing of the Rise of Skywalker. So yeah, I'll tell you in private.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. We need to get you up there because there's a nice community there of people that would love to see you guys play for sure.
Yeah.
That would be- Have you considered maybe even like the actual convention, like applying for a panel?
Yeah, we actually have. I just don't know what that looks like. And honestly, I'm intimidated, but I've been thinking about it a lot. I think that would be kind of fun to do something about like transformational works.
Yes.
And then not just having us there, but having like people that do art and fan fiction or something like that, like a compilation of people, or yeah, just like making a panel where it's kind of like a little show. I don't know.
I think that's a great idea. And yeah, we really don't know what the application process looks like right now, but I can tell you that part of the appeal of those panels from people that are in the community is that you get to go together to them. And then of course, if you have art or merch or things that you want to bring with you, that's a great place to bring them. Because unfortunately, at least at the Chicago Celebration, the fan artists section is very restricted. Because I'm sure you're familiar with most cons. They have a really great fan artist like tabling system.
Yeah.
Celebration, unfortunately, is not one of those. So
darn.
Even just sitting around in the hall and waiting for people to come around, we're just, you know, giving away pins and art. That was part of the fun of it. So
yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about what we're working on in the future, just to give an idea of, you know, what you're looking forward to, you know, not only in fandom, but like your own personal projects. And Robin, are you working on any YouTube videos or anything that you are particularly proud of?
Oh, I have a new series coming out with a couple of my other YouTuber friends. So if you've ever heard of like horror series, so we took the idea of like those horror characters and then we made a school and those horror characters have children which attend this school.
Nice.
And we're making a series. We have Slenderman, Jason. We actually took inspiration from like a Roblox game.
That's awesome.
And we have like Slendrina, which is one of the main characters. And we have like the stereotypical werewolf. And then there's like vampires and stuff.
How cool.
I just recently did a podcast on creepypasta. So I was looking into the creepypasta fan community and sounds like you are familiar with it.
My best friend is like super into scary stuff. Like she can watch horror things all day, every day. But I am not one of those people. I just make the story. I write it. And I make the thumbnail.
That's cool.
Don't make me watch the creepiness.
You can get it by proxy. How about you, Allie?
So we have a few songs in the works. We have an Anna Dalla song, then one that's kind of personal family dynamics on my end that's coming out. And then we have that Finn and Rose song that we have half recorded. So we're getting there. We're excited. I think right now we're trying to kind of build our social media presence a little bit more as well before we put that out, just because the more people that listen, the better it is for visibility. But those are on the docket and I'm super excited about it. And yeah, I think those are the things that are coming up, that and trying to book some more shows around local. So if anyone's in Phoenix, follow our page and we'll go play a show.
Awesome. Yeah. Where have you been playing in Phoenix?
So we just played at a new place called the Emerald Temple. And then our music is very coffee shop-ish, so we do hit up coffee shops and play at those places. Our hope is to get something at the Rebel Lounge soon. There's a couple places around Tempe, like Sun Studios, that does shows and stuff.
Yeah, well, everybody follow Miss This in order to make sure that you can catch those shows. And you're on Spotify as well, right?
We are. We're on Spotify, Miss This, all one word, Apple Music, pretty much anywhere you stream music. We're on Amazon, iTunes, everywhere. So we are easily found. You can also YouTube, and we're there too. And then you can see the fan videos that people have created too, which is really cool.
That's so great.
Yeah.
I may make a fan video.
Ooh, do it.
That may happen.
Do it. You have a Palpatine voice. Yeah, when are you writing a Palpatine song? I mean, I know. I'm just kidding.
I know.
That should happen.
We've done some jokey things before, just like as for gits and shiggles. Mm-hmm. And that's one of them.
Oh, that's awesome. So,
We were thinking about YouTubing the jokey ones at some point.
You absolutely should. I think so.
Yeah.
If there's one thing this community loves, it is really crack humor. So
yeah, a good do it joke.
Yep. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on and for sharing your guys' stories and your fandoms and that kind of thing. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we close out?
Thanks for having us. And I've just loved Fangirls. It's such a blast. Yeah,
it's been such a great journey to be on and watch unfold. And are you guys excited for the ending of it?
Yes.
Yes.
Good.
Very.
I need to know what happens. Does my ship sail? Don't spoil.
What's your ship?
I ship Lex and Allie.
Yeah, of course.
Duh.
I mean, he's played by your dad, so you kind of have to, right?
My dad portrays Lex well.
Yes.
Do you have a ship name for it? Like Alex?
That is the one that was going, but I have to follow the traditional AFMAU shipping rules. And
what's that rule?
I follow a YouTube channel called AFMAU, and their main ships all follow a very similar pattern. So you put the last part of the more feminine character at the back, mm-hmm. and then put the more masculine character at the front, and you get ships like Armau and Zane Chan and
okay, all stuff. Well, that makes sense. So this would be like Lexi. Yeah. I mean,
cute.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. You can find me, Nat, at Ashes for Foxes on Twitter. I also host, of course, the Meta Machina podcast. That's MetaMashina, where we talk about fiction from the feminine perspective. And Robin, what are your YouTube deets again?
Cyan Dreams, CYAN Dreams. But there's another YouTube channel with the exact same name as me. I post gacha content, little chibi characters.
Awesome.
And you can find me on What the Force, Kids Review, Tavern Tales, and Tavern Tales Jr.
You can find me on Twitter at @in_wild_space. You can also find me at Miss This Band, all one word, on Twitter. We're also on Instagram, and you can find our music on Spotify. Just search Miss This and we will pop up. Follow our music page. Then you can, every time we have a new release, it will update you. And also following and listens helps us get noticed. So just follow that page. Follow me on Twitter. I like to follow back. So yeah. That's where you can find me.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, definitely, definitely follow Allie. Robin, I will check out your YouTube one of these days. Thank you for sharing.
Same.
Okay.
So yeah, thanks so much for coming on. This has been Fangirling Episode 7. We're wrapping up Fangirl soon. You can, of course, find that on the What the Force podcast stream. And yeah, thanks so much, guys. We really appreciate having you on
today. Thank you.
Thank you so much.